Locker room chats continue this week on KNZA 103.9. Now we talk Horton Chargers football. We're joined by head coach Kyle Gerst, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, coming off a big loss to Nemaha Central, team sitting at 1-3. You know, you took over the program that had not won a game in multiple years. You get that off the back in week two with the victory over McLouth. You sit here halfway through the regular season. How would you kind of assess the team at this point?
I mean, we've made definite strides as the year's gone on. Like, last week was a tough one, but that's probably the best team in the state that we just saw. And so, just keeping moving forward, trying to work on the things we need to get better at, tackling, be more physical up front, you know, figuring out how to sustain and how to win. So, we're well on our way. I mean, would have liked to have had a couple of these other ones that we dropped in there, but, you know, it is what it is, and we're just going to keep working for it, keep moving forward.
Yeah, you may kind of answered half of my next question. It was kind of a two-parter, at least looking at this point in the year. You know, what was kind of a thing or two that you're really proud of at this point, or at least happy with, that what the team's been able to do so far, and then maybe a thing or two, again, that you're really trying to emphasize and work on? You mentioned tackling might be a big one there.
Yeah, tackling is definitely the biggest thing we have to emphasize and work on. I think the proudest thing is, like, for the most part this season, our kids have fought. They've just fought their tails off. They don't quit. They don't lie down. Last week was pretty rough, but the other 3 weeks, you know, or sorry, 4 weeks, you know, they're sitting there and everything's been, they've been working. They don't give up. They stay in. They fight the whole time. You know, I've been really proud of, like, the way they do that they don't just lie down and quit. So last week got a little bit rough, but outside of that.
Horton goes on the road to Minneapolis coming up here on Friday night, the district showdown. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing to talk Horton Chargers football with head coach Kyle Gerst, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Halfway point in the regular season. Now we start the second half. District matchup coming up on Friday. You make the road trip to Minneapolis. You have a chance to kind of dissect this team, and they're coming off a loss to Sabetha last week. What do you know about this Lions team, and what kind of ball game do you expect this week?
I mean, I expect it physical. They want to run the ball, and they want to stop the run. You know, they're well-coached team. That's pretty obvious. They play tough. They play physical. You know, they want to dominate the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, we're expecting a tough physical game from them.
What about keys, expectations? What's it really going to take to get a win this week, and what do you hope to see out of your team?
I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record because I've been saying it probably since week one. We have to tackle well, and we have to be physical up front. If we're physical up front and we tackle well, good things will happen for us. You know, we proved that in week two.
Yeah, that was a victory over McLouth and then back-to-back losses since then with Valley Falls and Nemaha Central. But you can kind of turn the page, really ramp up here in district play, and it starts with a road trip to Minneapolis on Friday. Kyle Gerst, Horton head coach, joining us, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.